Hello and welcome. I'm Penelope Jane Smith, founder and executive director of Real Prosperity Inc. And this special training is all about how to create your evergreen content marketing system. You know, I love systems. Systems will set you free, right? That's my motto. So this system is a business asset that you can leverage over and over and over again to support the streams of semi-passive income that you create in your business, as well as help you generate more income to invest in assets that you buy. So this is an example of creating an asset that will continue to support you. So in this training, you will discover how to repurpose your existing content to cast a web of awesomeness across the interwebs, boost visibility to attract more clients and referral partners, maintain a consistent social media presence in just minutes a day, or you can delegate this completely so it's all automated and passive for you. We'll also talk about how to find and curate valuable content so you don't have to create it all yourself, and make three simple tweaks to grow your list more quickly with content marketing. So I'm very excited about this call. This is a system that has served me well for many years. I've never heard anybody else do anything like this. And I'm excited to share it with you because it really is a game changer and makes life a lot easier. So super excited to share it. What is an evergreen content marketing system? Well, if you think about it, content marketing is any marketing that involves the creation and or sharing of content in order to engage and attract clients and potential clients, right? So content marketing is typically educational marketing. That's some of my favorite kinds, which then has you generate interest in your business, your products, your services through sharing relevant and valuable content and information. Also like your own insights and downloads and ways you see things, your point of view, that can all be part of your content marketing. So this information can, of course, be presented in a whole bunch of different formats, right? There's blog posts, videos, and you know, even within videos, there's like long form YouTube videos, there's TikToks and reels and shorts. And so there's a lot of video content you can create. There's eBooks, articles, infographics, photos. There's lots of different ways that you can share your content and lots of different formats you can share it in. And then the term evergreen sounds familiar even to non-marketers because evergreen trees, right? Usually pines or firs are often used as Christmas trees. And what do evergreen trees do? Well, they retain their leaves all year round, right? Rather than shedding their leaves like other trees. So evergreen content is considered sustainable and lasting. It's content that continues to be relevant beyond its initial publication date, right? So what would be some examples of content that is not evergreen? Please type in the chat. What would be some examples of content that is not evergreen? Any ideas? Halloween party invites. Yeah. Unless maybe it's the same Halloween party that you run every year, you could like repurpose it. But yeah, that would not be evergreen, something that a time period that expires, right? Dinner. What to do with your money now that all the banks are collapsing? I mean, you could always save that for when banks are failing. But yeah, basically anything that's like breaking news right now, current events, right? That's only relevant for like a minute. Easter centerpieces, you could always bring it back at a different holiday. But yeah, if it's like a one-time only thing. Yeah, exactly. Upcoming event with a unique topic for a specific date. Yeah. And it's not like you can't, you know, create content for that. It's just anytime you're creating content that is not evergreen, it's like you create it once and then you're back at square one. This is something that I see with a lot of YouTube channels. So they'll be like, oh, what's happening in the stock market this week? Well, that's really great because YouTube's always wanted to push like new information, but then you create that video and then a few days later, it's no longer relevant and you're back to square one. Right? So I prefer to create evergreen content. Part of that is just full transparency. Content is a bottleneck for me. It takes me a while to create content, you know, graphics, images, blog posts, articles, videos. Like it just, it takes me time, even with the wonderful AI tools that we have now, like ChatGPT, which I'll share in our, I put together a content marketing toolkit for you. You're gonna love this. It's like a whole lot of awesome resources to help you with your content marketing. But the point is, it just takes me a while, right? So if I am going to take some time to create a piece of content, I want to be able to use it over and over and over again, like an asset that I can continue to benefit from as much as possible, right? So that's my approach to it. So anything like pieces about a specific holiday or season, if you're only doing it once, you could always like archive it to bring it back next year. But like articles that are focused on a current trend or pop culture fad, announcements about like a one-time telecast or webinar that, you know, you're only doing one time. I'm not saying like don't do that. But the more you can put your time and energy into creating content that you can repurpose and reuse, then the better leverage that is of your time. Raise your hand if that makes sense. Okay, awesome. Thank you. So evergreen content marketing is creating and sharing content in order to engage and attract clients and potential clients that continues to be relevant long past its initial publication. And an evergreen content marketing system is a way of easily organizing and publishing that evergreen content to build your list and attract more clients. So why would this be useful? Well, it makes your life way easier, right? It's an easy way to consistently maintain your social media presence, provide value for your clients, potential clients, referral partners, and build your list in just a few minutes here and there. So it's just totally the way to go for me. It also allows you to maximize your results from the content that you're creating or curating. Like if you're sharing content from other sources, you can still maximize that content as well. And there's a lot of content marketing experts that'll tell you you have to be consistently creating content, and that's fine. But personally, I find it exhausting. Like I've heard people say that you should be writing 3 blog posts a week. Kill me now. Do you know how long it takes to write a blog? They're just like, that is not going to happen. Like even once a week. No, if I had to do that for my business, like I don't think I would be in business. And I like writing and I think I'm a good writer, but it just like takes me so long that like that is not going to happen. So I don't know about you, but that sounds like a nightmare. There's other people that just love it. Like my friend, Tad Hargrave of Marketing for Hippies, he's just like writing a million blog posts all the time. It just like comes right out of him. And that is great. And if that's you, awesome. I salute you. That is not me. I like things to be easy and evergreen. So I create it once and then I want to use it over and over and over again. So even though I'm a decent writer, it takes a long time. So that particular way of marketing just isn't consistent or sustainable for me, right? Same thing with a podcast. Like the only way I am going to have a podcast is if I have somebody else to like manage it. Because if I have to get like another guest every week or even every month, I'm just like, or like come up with something to say. I mean, maybe I could do it in seasons, like do 12 episodes and then stop and then do it again when I feel like it. But like having to constantly churn it out is just, oh my God, it's anyway, you get the point. You get the point, right? So with this system, you can create a piece of content once and continue to reap the rewards from it over and over and over. So how does this work? Every time you create a piece of content that's evergreen, where you're like, ooh, I could post this again someday, maybe like 4 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, I could totally post this again. Then you can repurpose it to, like I said, cast a web of awesomeness across the internet. So imagine like a content cascade or fountain or waterfall where the content flows from one place to the next. Like you can do this even if it's not evergreen initially, but especially if it's a piece of evergreen content, you want to add it to your evergreen content marketing system, like I'm going to show you, so you can quickly and easily share the content over and over again. So to give you an example of the content cascade or waterfall, like I could start with creating a YouTube video, right? So I personally like to script out my videos because I like my videos to be concise and eloquent and pack a lot of value into a short time. Because I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes I listen to a podcast or a video and I have to like go through a 45-minute thing to get that one nugget. I'm like, can we just get to the nugget, you know? So for me, I like my YouTube videos to be like nugget, 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 dropping jumps. I mean, so like that 10 minutes is value packed. Like that is my intention. And to do that, I need to script it out. And so I script out the video and then I record it, right? So that's the beginning of the content creation. If I was not the kind of person that scripted out my video and I liked to just get on camera and roll with it, I could still do the video and then have it transcribed. And either way, I would end up with a video and a written version, right? Either the initial script or the transcript. I didn't think to put this in your content marketing toolkit, but one resource I like is rev.com, rev.com for transcription. You can do it, you can have like a really good quality transcription for one price or an automated transcription really cheap. So I usually do the automated transcriptions. I think it's like $25, 25 cents per minute or something like that. So a lot of times I will transcribe, you know, trainings I've done, or this is how I ended up with the scripts for Financial Freedom 101. The first time I led it was on the fly. And then the next time I had a script because I transcribed it. So the point is you end up with the video and you end up with the written thing. Okay. So now that you have that in both forms, now what can you do? You can take the video and chop it up into little bits for YouTube shorts, reels, TikToks, right? And make like little videos out of it, right? And like then like cascade it across all those like short form video channels. You can upload it to different video sites in addition to YouTube, like Vimeo, or like there's tons of like video sharing sites. So you can go share that video all over the place. And then the written one, well, now you can turn it into an article, right? You can turn it into an article that can now go in your email newsletter. It can go on your blog. It could be a blog post. You can submit it to different article submission sites so other people can use your article. And then you can go and chop up the article and pull out little like tips or insights or thoughts or quotes. And then you can turn those into little like memes and social media posts. You see where I'm going with this? So you can start with that one piece of content and then like chop it up and repurpose it and then share it all over the place. So you can be sharing it on YouTube, share it all across your social media channels, share it across all these article submission sites. So if you created one piece of content and now you can cascade it all over. And there are tools that'll like take your content and broadcast it out for you. Like Traffic Geyser was one that did that for videos. I don't know if Traffic Geyser is still a thing, but basically you could upload your video and it would put your video on all the video broadcasting sites for you. Beacon, could you please share the link to the content marketing toolkit in the chat? And we'll post it below the video as well. So if you're watching the recording, there should be a link to the content marketing toolkit right there. But let's just go to article submission sites since we mentioned it. So here's the beautiful toolkit I put together for you. Ooh, and here's all the stuff that's in it. But let's scroll down to the last page, which is article submission sites. So these are various sites where you can submit your articles for other people to use. And you can include a little blurb that links back to your business. So now other people are curating content, right? They're grabbing your content, sharing your content, and it links back to you. So you help them because you're giving them valuable content to share, and they're getting visibility for you in front of other people. So that's a really fun way to market your business. And even if you have your own newsletter or blog, you could include a little blurb like it. In fact, I used to do this in my newsletter. I think I should start doing it again. I kind of forgot about it. But basically at the bottom, you can say, hey, want to include this article in your e-zine or on your website? You can, as long as you include this complete blurb with it. And then it's like, you know, Penelope Jane Smith is the premier financial freedom mentor for women entrepreneurs. Get her free ebook, The Financial Freedom Formula, here, and then links to realprosperating.com, right? So if somebody includes that in the bio line, well, now that generates traffic for my website, right? And then when they come to that website, they can opt in for my ebook, get on my list, come to my event, become my client, right? You see how this works? So the point is you're gonna cascade all the content and then add it to your evergreen content marketing system so you can do it again and again and again and again. Isn't that nice? Okay. So I'm going to show you exactly how to set it up. So we talked about cascading. And one thing that you might want to do also is add an image or a graphic that goes with your content. So let's say you're pulling nuggets out of your script and turning it into social media posts. Something that can help get more visibility for your posts is to include a graphic with it. And so in your content marketing toolkit, I gave you some examples of graphics. You could create your own branded graphic. So here's image examples. So like, here's an image that would go with a promo for my ebook. Here's an image for a Facebook Live that Kim and I did. Hi, Kim. So if that was something that we wanted to, you know, share again, I could use that again. A part of All Iron to Keep, this is one of my prosperity declarations. So you could create your own declarations around your niche and share them. Here's some Penelope quotes. You could create those for you. You can even take other people's quotes and just make graphics with your colors, you know, and quote other people. Here's a Facebook cover photo for my event. So these are some examples of images that can make your content pop, especially on social media and whatnot. If it's in email format or on a website, it's also fun to include GIFs. So we're going to do a training all about like how to create your own custom GIFs. I don't know anybody that's using those the way that I am, but we get like 8 to 10 million views on my GIFs every month. I mean, I'm out there. I don't know anybody else that's doing that, but I get messages all the time. Like, you're a meme. I saw you on my company Slack channel. I saw you on this YouTube video, or like you came up in my Facebook thing. Like, did you know that you're a meme? I'm like, yes, I do. You know, so that's another fun way to get your content to pop that we will talk about. But I want to give you like just ninja branding tips. So if you don't have like, you know, a graphic designer and like an official brand, I didn't have that for many years. What you can do is just choose a few colors, choose a few fonts, and stay consistent with them. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. Let me show you what we did with my Instagram. I hired a company called Workplay Branding. My affiliate link is in the content marketing toolkit, but I want to show you how powerful it is just to like choose a few colors and stick with them. So I'm going to pull up my Instagram. And what I'm doing right now is I'm scrolling down to before I started doing this so you can see the difference. Okay. So here is what my Instagram looked like before. Fine. You know, I've got some nice pictures. Here's a picture of me getting interviewed for Money Revealed. That was pretty cool. You know, I have some nice hair and makeup in these. I had my brand done at this time. So lots of pretty photos. But then if you scroll up, you'll see that something happens right about here. Do you see how all of a sudden there's just like a different up-leveled look and feel? Okay. So what we started doing is only focusing on a few colors. So we have a dark purple, a light purple, a dark teal, and a light teal, and gold. So those five colors are the only colors we wear other than neutrals, like white, black, you know, jeans are considered a neutral. Even if it's close, like my kids' pants here, it's not quite the company teal, but it's close enough that you still get the, you still get it, right? So that is one way to create a very like nice, cohesive looking brand is to just have a few colors that you use consistently and you stick to. And that way you don't have to spend 15 grand on a brand specialist. You're welcome. Though you might want to eventually, you know, I think a few years ago I did invest about $15,000 in like up-leveling the website and the brand and everything. But for many years, it was just, here's my colors, here's my fonts, you know, and off you go. What is RBG? Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Oh, red, blue, green. Okay, there you go. So that's the quick and dirty like branding. So you can create your own graphics. I gave you a resource. I gave you some resources for editing images here. So Canva is awesome. There's a free version and a paid version. I had the free version for many years, and I have the paid version. But one of the nice things about Canva is they have a lot of graphics that you can start off with, and then you can customize it to your colors. And you can make a few branded graphics that you then add your images to, and it really helps make your stuff pop. So for example, this thing with the bubbles, that's one of the graphics that I use over and over. This thing with the gold leaves, this kind of like purple marbly thing with the gold. Those graphics kind of take the colors that we're wearing and put it all together and make it look really cool. So Workplay Branding, what they do is they have a whole like membership site that teaches you how to leverage your content, but really they're a visual content marketing company. And so like once a quarter, you can do a photo shoot with them in your five colors, where they'll do up to 7 locations and up to 2 outfits per location. So in one day, you can get a boatload of photos created that you can then put with your content. And you could create a content bank and use those photos over and over again. So for like headshots, I like Lindsay Miller. For this content marketing stuff, I like Workplay Branding. And we are going to be doing a photo shoot in Madrid and a photo shoot in Barcelona this summer. So if you are interested in coming to Spain as part of our Prosperity Adventure and being part of those photo shoots, email support@realprosperating.com and we will send you all the details for that. But now you know my secret, how I do that. All right, let me look at this. Lindsay says, does that mean that you only use staged photos on Instagram since you're obviously planning your outfits, not candids? Let me show you. So if I am going to put a candid on, I put it in my color. So here's Valerie. She's a Financial Freedom Accelerator member who was kind enough to post on Facebook about my event this week. And I loved her. I loved what she posted so much that I reposted it. And I wanted to put a picture with her, only she was wearing blue. So I updated her photo to be wearing my color. So that was not a Workplay Branding photo. It was just updated. And then this was a Lindsay Miller photo, actually, just added to a graphic. And then where's Michael? Let's see. There's one of Michael on here that's not Workplay Branding. This is not Workplay Branding. So if I want to add a more candid photo that doesn't match, I on Instagram, I'm going to update the color or add it to a graphic so it still matches that. With Facebook, I might be a little bit more flexy because it doesn't show up in a grid like that. My intention is when people find me from, you know, a YouTube ad, or we've had a joint venture connection call, or they're interviewing me on their podcast or whatever, basically like somebody goes to check me out online, I want them to see my Instagram and go, wow. You know, that is my intention with that. It's meant to enhance everything else I'm doing and help me like build and nurture those relationships. That's how I'm using that. So images can be very powerful. There's a lot of resources for finding images, like this pretty, this image that I chose for our slides here. I wanted the evergreen tree, and I liked how it had kind of this magic look because having an evergreen content marketing system is magical. So I bought that from Shutterstock. That's one of my favorite sites for buying stock photos and images. And wait a sec, I want to share the toolkit. I listed a whole bunch here. So I usually start with Pixabay or Unsplash. They have royalty-free stock photos that you can use. And these I start there because those are free. And then for paid, my favorite right now is Shutterstock. I've used iStockPhoto before. I don't know if I've bought from Dreamstime, but they have a lot of nice photos. And then Flickr, sometimes you can find that people have offered up their work for other people to use. So these are other ideas for like finding images to go with your blog posts, to go with your YouTube thumbnails, basically like to reinforce, you know, anything with the content that you're creating. And you find or create that image one time, you add it to your evergreen content marketing system, and off you go, right? So now that you've created that content and you've cascaded it, let's set up the system. So let's talk about the organizational structure first, and then how to fill it in with content, and how to, and then how to use it consistently. So let's create the physical system first. So a physical system, what that means is it's your system for where you put things. Everything has a place and everything goes in its place, so you can find it easily. Like once I learned that distinction of physical systems, I was like, brilliant. Like there's, I don't lose my keys because there's a hook that my keys go on. All of my clothes are organized a certain way. My pantry is organized a certain way. Like my computer is organized a certain way. Like now everything in my life has physical systems, and anything that doesn't have a physical system, that's the stuff I can't find. So a big part of this is just creating the physical system of where to find your evergreen content, so you can grab it really quickly and easily, right? So the first thing you want to do is you want to create a folder. This can be right on your computer, or it can be a Google folder. So for me, it started just on my computer. And then as I had, now I have my virtual assistant doing this for me. Now it's in a Google folder. But raise your hand if you can make a folder. You can do that, right? So you create a folder called Evergreen Content. And that's where all of your evergreen content is going to live, okay? And then in that folder, you can have some subfolders for different types of graphics and images. And like you might have, like for me, I have a folder called blog images and a folder called quotes and a folder called video stills. So if you look on the content marketing toolkit again, I have an example of how I have the folders organized. Evergreen content. I call it evergreen content. So this folder is called evergreen content. And then it has subfolders in it: blog images, quotes, testimonials, viral photos, video stills, and other. So if you just want to break it out more so it's easy to find the images, you can do that. And then there's a document. It could be a Word document or a Google document once you go online with it, where the written part of the content lives, all right? So you can add more subfolders depending on what other content you want to create. Like as I'm creating more short form videos like Reels, I'll probably have a folder called Reels or short videos, right? So then in that Word document, whether it's like, it could be any kind of word processing document, Microsoft Word, Google document, whatever. It's just where you want to put the text that goes with the posts, right? So then you start off by creating headings for different types of content. And I have an example here in the content marketing toolkit. And I would encourage you to just start this on the call right now. I have a template that you can copy. So evergreen content document outline. So opt-in gifts or calls to action, that's one type of content. Tips is another type of content. So an opt-in gift would be like my financial freedom formula ebook, or, you know, inviting people to schedule a strategy session with me, or inviting people to my event, or promoting some other person's thing. But there's some kind of like promo to it, right? Tips are just little bite-sized morsels of information. It can be an insight or literally just a tip, like, did you know that you save on your electric bill when you unplug your appliances when you're not using them? You know, hey, if you have a speaking gig, bring extra pens. Like that's a tip. It's just like a little yummy nibble, right? Declarations. You may or may not create declarations in your own business. I have some prosperity declarations, like every dollar I spend comes back to me multiplied, right? So I can turn that into content. Blog articles. I have like 11 blog articles that I just continue to share over and over. Videos, if you do that, testimonials, quotes, like things you've said, other people's quotes, and other people's content. You can change this around. These are just some ideas to get you started. And I created a template for you, a Google Doc template. So you can go there right now and copy it for yourself, and your evergreen content is created. So what you do is you go to Evergreen Content Marketing System template, go to File, make a copy, save it, and it's yours. But how I have it set up is I have a note to myself to double check any links to make sure they're still working before I post it. And then what I do is I change the text color to gray after posting it. And then once everything is gray, then I change the text back to black again. And so that way I know like what I've posted recently and what I could be posting again. So feel free to change these headings. This is just to give you some ideas, but you can literally just make a copy of that and you have the beginnings of your content marketing system all ready to go. And then how you start is with one post, right? Like anytime you post something that you're like, oh, I could post that again someday, just add it to the system, right? Or if you wanted to, you could sit down and have a power hour with yourself where you're like, let me brainstorm a whole bunch of different money tips or health tips or relationship tips, and I'm just going to knock out a whole bunch of tips. Or let me take an hour to research and pull together a bunch of my favorite quotes, you know, and then you can like add a group of things to your system all at once if you wanted to. But you just kind of add to it as it goes, you know, and that way it's just really easy, doesn't take a lot of time. And every time you post something that could be repurposed, you have it there to use again and again and again, right? Let me show you how it looks once you fill it out. So I have an example in the Content Marketing Toolkit. If you scroll to page, whatever this is, this one. So here's an example. So opt-in gifts, calls to action. Because this is in Google Docs now, I have links to where the images are. So I have the opt-in gifts listed out, and then I have tips listed out, and then I have declarations listed out, blog articles, videos, my quotes, other people's quotes. You notice like I don't have images with these, but I could take this Wayne Dyer quote and I could put it on something purple. You know, I'm not claiming I said it. I'm still giving credit to Wayne Dyer, but you know, it would still match my branding. I personally wouldn't put my website on it necessarily, but some people do. For now, I just have the quotes there. Other people's content, here's like a really cool story I saw about how this guy paid off his mortgage in 3 years. I thought that was really inspiring. So these are some other things I share. Thrive Academy is one of my top referral partners, so I love sharing their content. You could even break this out into like Thrive Academy content, Penelope content, like if there's specific people that have a lot of stuff you like to share, you could create a subcategory for that. So that's an example of what it can look like. Do you want to see what mine actually looks like? Because it's longer because I've been doing this for a long time. So I'm just going to take you behind the scenes in my business right now. So at the risk of embarrassing myself, this is my systems and brand assets document. It's an Excel spreadsheet that I created. And then I just added things to it one at a time. So it's fancy now, but it was not fancy when it started. In fact, I think one of the first things I added was my Evergreen Content Marketing System. So I first set it up just as categories, like I showed you. And I don't really need that for the Facebook group anymore, but here it is. So you can see here's different posts, and the gray stuff is stuff that has been posted recently. So the next prosperity declaration I post is going to be this one. And it links to the image that goes with that prosperity declaration. So this is all in a Google sheet and a Google doc and Google folders now. So this is all by category. That's how I created it because that's how my brain works. So I have a lot of declarations. I have some money tips. I have some that I'm still working on. Like I need to go through and massage those. I have blog articles, quotes by me with cool images and then quotes by other people that I could add images to if I wanted to. So that's my actual system. And then what I did to, I used to just grab things and post them, and I still do sometimes. But what I did was I jumbled them all together and I gave them to my VA and I said, now you do it. So where it says click here to organize chronologically, what I did was I mixed them all up instead of being by category. And so now it's like, here's a quote, here's a money tip, here's a call to action, here's another quote, here's a blog post, here's a quote. I have lots of quotes, there's a lot of those in there. Here's a declaration, here's a tip. So it's all mixed. And the idea, I don't know why we have chunks of black here. Because theoretically what she should do is just go through from the top until everything is gray. And then once this whole document, which is probably about, 8 months of content, once she gets to the bottom of this, she can then make it all black again and just keep going. Isn't that cool? So you can set that up, hand it off to a virtual assistant or your regular assistant, but my VA in the Philippines, she charges like $5 or $6 an hour, and she can do that for me. There's people who are paying $500 to $5,000 a month for a social media team. You can save yourself that money. Just give them this doc and be like, just post this. You know, one of my friends, she's paying $5,000 a month for somebody to post social media content for her. And it's good, but it's like, oh my God, that's a lot of money, right? And then when you have this like consistent posting going on, you can always add in when you think of something else you want to say, or you want to promote your one-time event, or you want to do like a promo for one of your partners, you can always jump in and post more stuff that's not evergreen. But now you have this kind of like foundational baseline where you don't have to worry about like, oh, what should I post? I haven't posted in a week. It's just like, it's just going. And then when somebody comes to your Twitter page, or your Instagram page, or your Facebook page, or whatever, they see, oh, this person is active and they're consistently sharing valuable information. So my intention with this is just to create like a consistent and updated social media presence so people can find me in their preferred area and be like, oh, okay, she's legit. How did I find my VA? So my VA was a referral from a friend. There are agencies where you can just hire the agency and they will assign you to a team, or they'll assign you to a person. And there are also people who will teach you how to hire. Now, since you are in this program, if you would like me to introduce you to my VA and get some help, I'm happy to do that. Obviously, like if we're all asking her to do a lot of stuff, she's going to run out of time. But if you just wanted like something like this, I can hook you up. So what is the recommended ratio of posts, content versus call to action? So in general, I think it's nice to have, I mean, depending on like how frequently you post, obviously you want more content than just promo, 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 promo. So I would probably say in general, like maybe 3 to 9 pieces of value add and then one call to action. But it also kind of depends on the season, right? So the way my business work is we have 3 events a year and we do like a little launch before each event. So typically between events, it's like content, 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 content. And then in the launch, it's like call to action, call to action, call to action, call to action. So that's kind of how there's a lot more calls to action in those periods than when we're just kind of regularly posting stuff. So that's how we do it. But basically you just want to find a mix that feels good to you where you're not just like always selling something, you are providing value. And Jennifer, I think you do a really good job of that. You have a lot of great social media content that your team has created that you can now repurpose and just have a VA post. You have a lot of evergreen posts. So you can talk all about eye color and then hair color why the color me whatever system doesn't take into account that there's like 4,000 different colors that you work with. And so there's a lot of stuff that you already have that you can just plug right into this system that'll be super hot and save you money. So that's the structure of everything. And then how I go through is I post, turn it gray, and then at the end of the day, turn everything black again. And I showed you how I mixed it all up and then gave it to my VA to do, but she could also just like grab pieces. You know, I just wanted to make it so easy for her. All she has to do is like copy and paste the next thing. Right. Yeah. So I just want to point out that like, once you have 8 to 10 pieces of content, that's not like a ton of content, right? Blog posts, quotes, whatever. You have enough to post on all these social media outlets once a week for about 2 months. So just 8 to 10 pieces of content gives you like 2 months worth. And then as you add more content, you can post more often without repeating, right? If you want some help creating or curating more content, one thing you can just do with like is like look at who are your JV partners, affiliates, people that who have content that you like, and look at what blog posts, videos, stuff like that they have that you can add to your content marketing system. And then also another tool that I want to share, a resource I want to share, is Ready to Go Articles. And we can also play with ChatGPT. So let me pull that up. Okay, that's the Evergreen Content Marketing System here. All right, so Ready to Go Articles. This is a resource created by my friend Linda Claire Puig. And you can view excerpts of different articles here. But then you can just straight up buy articles on like all these different topics that you can then use for your newsletter or blog, or you can grab little tips out of it. The only thing you need to do is give her credit. So if it's in the newsletter, you put like content used under license by Claire Communications. So if you ever see that in my newsletter, that's because that's an article that I have bought from Linda. You could also go on a site like Upwork and have somebody write articles for you and then chop it up. I need to re-log into ChatGPT here. But type in the chat if you have used ChatGPT yet. This is an AI tool that you can use for content creation. And I have to find my password. And I believe that even as of the recording of this call, that there's already like a newer version of this. So what I'm showing you is all kind of already obsolete, but it works as long as I can log in. Come on, man. Why did you have to log me out right now? Okay. I can't demo it, but I will tell you about it. So some people have used it a little, played with it. Okay, so it's called ChatGPT, and there's other tools like it, but basically what you can do is you can type into it and say like, write me a script for a YouTube video in the voice of Penelope Jane Smith about when to take Social Security. You know, and it'll write a script for you. It's amazing. So what ChatGPT works really well for is for stuff that you could do on your own, but it's just saving you some time. What it's not good for is for stuff that you don't really know a lot about, because whatever answer it spits out with great confidence and often has incorrect information. So you want to know enough about what you're talking about that you're like, no, that's not what I meant, or that's not right. But it can save you time and kind of also like trigger your brain to think about things in different ways. So it can make creating content faster. You can also put in like one of your own articles and say, make this more compelling or make this more funny, you know, and it'll do that. Valerie says, my brain had gone to sleep and I needed to get a quick art newsletter. I did the job. Fantastic. So yeah, Valerie, if you want to share, I'll make you co-host and we can share your screen and you can show what it looks like. I think it's one of those things where once you see it, you're like, oh, that's really easy. But if you've never seen it, you're like, what is this thing? All right. So take it away, Valerie.
Oh, you want me to talk about it? Okay.
So try this. Type in, write a Facebook post about why I don't trust financial advisors.
Okay.
In the voice of Penelope Jane Smith.
Oh, it knows you that well.
Well, it's trained on the internet through 2021, I think. And then it has access to the internet nowadays. So it will put things in my voice. And you need to put in why I don't trust financial advisors.
Oh, thank you. Because they're all rusty. Their voice is rusty.
Voice of Penelope Jane Smith. Boom. Okay. We'll see what it says. So that's all you have to do. You just type something in there. If you want to be nice, you can write please. Sometimes I ask please, even though it's just software, and it'll spit something out. Hey everyone, Penelope Jane Smith here. That is something I would say. Financial advisors. Okay. So see, it's just generating this, right? Oh, see, I really like that line. Now I know that some people swear by their financial advisors and trust them implicitly. That's fantastic. I might not have thought to say it quite that way. First of all, I think that sometimes they can be more focused on making money for themselves than on making money for their clients. Oh, that's true. Okay. But see, like I know why I don't trust financial advisors, so I can look at this and be like, yes, no, you know. This is actually really good. So you can go ahead and do stop generating.
It's too interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. It does sound like me, right? Yeah, they did a good job. So I might not say, hey, Penelope Jane Smith here in a Facebook post, right? So I could go and massage this, but it gives me something to work with. So it's a real time saver when you're creating your own content. So that's ChatGPT. And even though there are other AI tools that are even more recent, that's the one that I've experienced. Yes. It does sound like a YouTube video to me. It's probably grabbing from my YouTube videos. Lindsay says, this is blowing my mind. It's free. It's free to use it. You just go to the link in the content marketing toolkit, which I guess I minimized because it's not letting me share it. But yeah, I'll show you where that is. You can just Google ChatGPT. But it's also, the link is also right here under other resources. ChatGPT, AI content creator, done for your articles, workplace branding. So those are all great resources for creating content. Well, what it does, Jessica says, people say there may be copyright issues because it's pulling from internet from things that could be copyrighted. So yeah, I don't know that I would use it like exactly the way it says, but it can help jog your brain and be like, you know what? Yeah, I might phrase it like that, or I might say it differently. So it just kind of helps speed things along. But I probably wouldn't just copy and paste exactly what it said, but it can still speed the process up, as you see. And in fact, when I was putting together the invitation letter for Spain, I had ChatGPT help me write it a little bit. I said, like, what would you say, you know, if you're talking about a trip to Spain? Like, I've never offered anything like this before. Like, it's part really cool vacation, but it's also part workshop. And how would you phrase this? And it said something like, while experiencing the beauty and culture of Spain. I'm like, yeah, that's a great way to put that, you know? So I like put that phrase in. But yeah, I don't think I would like copy and paste entire things. Do we need to say this content written by a robot? Like I said, I probably don't use more than like a phrase that it generated. So I personally don't say this content written by a robot because it's still written by me. I just use ChatGPT to kind of jog my brain and help get my creative juices flowing. So that's how I use it. I've seen YouTube videos of people be like, hey, here, ChatGPT can create a course on anything you want. Like, write an outline for this. Now write a thing. And they'll just like write an entire course on something they know that nothing about, which means it's probably like really lame and incorrect. So I'm not a fan of that. But to help get your juices flowing, spark your creativity, help you speed up stuff that you could totally write yourself, but now you're just doing it faster, like, I think it is great for that. If it's written in your voice, hard to know where the copyright lines, but yeah, I don't think that any way I use it could possibly be construed as a copyright violation. I mean, Beauty and Culture of Spain, like, could somebody copyright that phrase? I don't think so. I'm not a legal person, but yeah. Instead of spending a bunch of time on thesaurus.com. Yeah, it's kind of like, it just helps get over writer's block, get ideas. And I think it is fine. It's basically a time saver. And that's how I use it. And that's how I would use it if I were you. So I'm gonna give a few tips for building your list with your content. One is adding images and graphics to make it pop. We talked about that a little bit. I would also say that when you bring people back to your site, make sure that you have some kind of opt-in box on your site so that they can actually get on your list. So if I'm going to bring people to realprosperityinc.com, this is actually not ideal in some ways because there's no opt-in thing like right there on the top. But we do still have the opt-in here, like free download reveals the financial freedom formula and they can get it. Typically I'm sending people to an opt-in page where it's like a lot more straightforward, like myfinancialfreedomformula.com. It's just straight up here, get your thing, right? And they can click that, put in their first name and email and they're in. But the point is you want to send them to somewhere where they can get on your list, right? And then make sure to, in that blog post or YouTube video or wherever you're posting the content, include that link, right? And when you do that, that's going to help you actually build your list and attract clients from all this content that you're putting out there. I want to share one other resource that didn't occur to me to share this, but one thing about LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, Instagram. If you are sharing stuff on Instagram specifically, unless they've changed this, I think you only have like one live link and that's the link in your bio, meaning a link that you could just click and it takes you somewhere. So if you're posting a link like right in your posts, I don't think people can just click on it unless that has changed. So for Instagram, you want to really optimize whatever this link is. So what I did was I got PenelopeJaneSmith.com and I forwarded it to something called Sociotap. Other people use something called Linktree, but what this does is it allows you to link to a whole bunch of stuff from there. I don't want to take them right to my website because my website, you know, it's really for people to check me out from a safe distance, but it's not taking them right to an opt-in. So here, I can take them to any of my social media channels. I can take them to my ebook. I can take them to my event. I can have them book me to speak. So whatever I'm talking about in Instagram, I can say, click the link in my bio to go get that. They click here and then they can click on whatever button's appropriate to get to the next thing. So what I use for that is sociotap.com. So that's another resource that I didn't include in the toolkit, but is nice. And then you can just upload your own photo, change the colors, and put in your own links. This is the free version of Sociotap. There's a paid version where I guess you could customize it even more, but I think that looks just great. So that's how I did that in case you are curious. All right, how does this compare to TapLink? I think the point is, as long as you have something in there that can take people where you want to go, it's all good. I haven't used TapLink. That just happens to be the thing that I use. So to review, we talked about repurposing your existing content to cast a web of awesomeness, where you take one piece of content and turn it into lots of bits that you can post everywhere, and how that boosts your visibility to attract more clients and referral partners, and how adding it to this system allows you to maintain a consistent social media presence in just minutes, or even just delegate it completely to somebody else and have it be totally passive. And we talked about some ways to find and curate content that you can add to this. You don't have to create everything yourself. And we talked about tweaks to grow your list more quickly. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to create or update your evergreen content marketing system. I think you're going to have a lot of fun with this and find that it just makes your life easier and easier and easier.